Almost two dozen state agencies hand out subsidies to Wisconsin firms. The help is somewhere in the tens of millions of dollars. State Representative Mark Miller, a Dane County Democrat, is about to reintroduce a bill that would require the agencies to report on the effectiveness of the handouts. Miller says one standard would be the number and quality of jobs created.
You compare jobs to what had been existing before the economic development subsidy. You identify in the agreement what jobs will be created, and those jobs have to be at least family-supporting jobs. You can't just have part-time jobs count.
Miller says another standard would be whether applicants have broken environmental or worker safety laws. The bill would more firmly spell out whether companies would have to pay back the aid if they don't meet the various criteria. Miller says the net effect would be to save the state money by reducing bad economic development projects. James Buchan of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says more accountability is a great goal, but he doesn't want too much red tape for business aid programs.
It has to be balanced against the ability to have these programs reasonably useful to people and to have the administrators of the programs able to act expeditiously so as to actually get the company to locate here in a timely fashion or get the plant expansion to occur here.
Several state agencies are reviewing Representative Miller's legislation. Miller also plans to talk with the Doyle administration. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.